Liz's background for the last 10 years has been as a personal trainer. She joined Forever in 2007 just for some extra income around her business. She then had a change of plan in 2009, and she qualified as manager. Liz has been a VIP member, now this will be the third year running now. She's achieved 100 club level 2, the global rally qualifier, car plan. Oh, and you'll see her on stage later, being recognised for Eagle Manager. Come on. Liz is very competitive. She's full of energy, especially when the music starts playing. She likes to have a little bit of a dance. She now builds her business around a handful of PT clients and her two small children. So please welcome to the stage and explain all about the big event, Lucy Rundle.
Hello, Forever. Wow. Wow, did I miss this stage? I do like it up here. So it's a real privilege, and thank you so much for letting me come up today and sharing some information with you about the big event. As Daniel said, my name's Lucy Rundle, and yes, I joined Forever in 2007, it was just for a bit of extra pocket money. I ran my personal training business. That was always going to be my baby, as it were. But I had a baby as well, so I was working very part-time and needed an extra income. And I was a drifter, Andy, for a little while. And I just came to a turning point, really, where I'd always dreamed of having a big business. I dreamed of the lifestyle. I really wanted that. And I thought that would come from my personal training business. The reality was, I started to really see that was never going to happen. And I used to see other people on stage qualifying as a digital manager and above, and I thought, you know what? If they can do it, I can do it. And so it wasn't too long after I was a manager in 2009, I qualified for 100 Club, level 1. And I thought it would be easy on the car plan to come. I thought, you know, this, I've got this sus. But it didn't quite happen that way. And really, I went to January at the beginning of last year, not having achieved anything, any of these things. Chasing Palm Man for quite a number of years, and as that felt anyway. And I really decided to choose an incentive, one of Forever's big incentives, like Andy was talking about earlier, to help me grow my business. So, you know, why am I telling you all of this? Well, it's because Forever have got a brand new big event, big incentive that you can use to help grow your business. I'm going to share with you today a little bit about what it is, how you qualify, why you should be there. Just share the things that I've learned over the last 12 months about using an incentive to grow a business. So what we look at first is what is this big event? Well, if you can think of a huge success day on Fab, maybe, and a manager's retreat and European rally rolled into one, and then you set a firework off underneath it, and you've got the Forever big event. It's a big training and party. So you can see it's a 4-day event. On the 17th of October, we've got a special VIP training and event. On the 18th, there'll be a specialist manager's training and an evening party. Then we have the success extravaganza. I can't wait to see what that's going to be like. Knowing Forever, it will be phenomenal. Everybody's welcome to that one. But then there's the qualifiers on the Sunday, a special manager training. So that'll be really looking at management beyond. So building your business to the next level. And how do I qualify? I'm going to show you level 1 and level 2, but actually the rest of my time here today will be sharing with you how to qualify at the full weekend event. So level 1, all it is 6 case credits of personal volume in July and August, and sponsor just at least one assistant supervisor, and you'll get a success extravaganza ticket. Or you can qualify at level 2, so that's 10 case credits of personal volume in July and again in August, and you sponsor at least one assistant supervisor. And not only can you have your ticket to the date of the event, you will also get dinner as well. As I said, really. And like Daniel said, I am quite competitive, so there really is only one place that everybody in this room should be qualifying at, and that's the full weekend qualifier. So for that one, it's about achieving the position of manager. And you've got between September last year, 1st of September, right the way through to the 31st of August, this year, so some of you would have qualified, it's pretty exciting. But for those managers in the room, how do you qualify? Well, there's two different ways. One is you can achieve 100 case credits of personal non-manager business consecutively for any 3 months. worked up until September, the end of September for that one. Or you can develop 150 case credits of new business from distributors you sponsored at the beginning of January, right up to the end of September. So very generous, and you get to be a full weekend qualifier. So why should I attend? Excuse me, you can't take a personal trainer at a forever distributor. I live on water. So there's lots of different reasons you should qualify. And I guess this is where I struggled with some of the incentives before, because I never really understood why I should go for the incentives. And it isn't just about being there. What would you gain from going along? Well, the first one is belief. Because when you've built your business to that level of manager or taken it to the next level, basically once you've qualified for that event, your belief that you can do it will skyrocket. But also by being there and by rubbing shoulders with the top distributors, the most successful people forever, your belief in terms of forever, what it can offer, what the business model and the industry can offer you, as well, that's going to really grow. So it's going to really build your belief. It's going to grow your business, of course. Because your income will grow. And if your team's going to grow, so your entire business will grow from it. And it isn't just about business manager, because that's the platform then for things like car plan, chairman's bonus, and all the bigger incentives in forever. And of course you're going to get some phenomenal training as well, because now it's a training from the top distributors, but on a much smaller scale. So like Andy said, all the money's made from the front. Well, you can almost not be in the front when you qualify. Lead from the front. This is a really big one for me, maybe because of a competitive nature. But they always say that the pace of the pack goes as fast as the pace of the leader. So if you don't commit to moving incentive and qualifying, how can you expect your team to do it? And if your team don't do it, how can you expect your business to grow? So if you want a lazy team of distributors that can't afford to go for anything, then don't bother qualifying. But if you want a dynamite team, then you really should qualify. So it's leading from the front, and you'll learn. And this is about learning during the journey, not the journey to manager. So if you qualify, let's put it this way. I think Diana Page says it best. If you want to develop leadership skills, go away and sponsor 10 people, because then your leadership skills will develop. For me, I feel like I've gone into January this year, completely different person from January last year, because of the things that I learned along the way to qualify for a global rally. And also to be party as well. And we all like to party. Does anybody not like to party in the room? I don't think so. So, many reasons why you should attend. But how do you do it? This is going to be a whistle-stop tour of my top tips of how to set a goal and how to achieve it. And this isn't new. You've got to want it. You've got to find your why. I have struggled with finding my why. Because the money didn't really do it for me, the cars don't really do it for me, the private school really doesn't do it for me either. But I suddenly realised actually my why had to be really personal to me. And for me it's about achieving. For me it's about setting a goal where I can say, yes, I did it, being up there, up towards the top. So it's okay to have a selfish why like that. Something that drives you. Maybe it's a stepping stone. Maybe a £1,200 a month income or manager doesn't excite you. But those big lifestyle goals, maybe the chairman's bonus, maybe only £10,000 a month, that's exciting, but it's so far away. This is a stepping stone, so it gives you a deadline to work towards. Maybe it's £1,200 a month. It's growing your business as manager, or re-qualifying as manager, essentially. Perhaps going to give you £1,200 a month. What will you do with it? If you write £1,200 on a piece of paper, that's not going to be very exciting, but if you think about what you can do with that money, now that's going to be emotionally driving force for you. Maybe you love recognition. Maybe that's the reason. Or maybe you want to help people, you want to inspire other people to achieve it. So find your own why, and be true to yourself, to having that why. Now, you've got a plan. Because if you've got a goal without a bag, it really is just a wish. So you need to set yourself a monthly CC plan to manager. And you need to know your numbers. So do you know how many people you need in your team to qualify for this incentive? Do you know how many people you need to speak to just once to one person? Do you know how many people you need to speak to on a daily basis or a weekly basis? So you really need to have a detailed plan and know where those contacts are coming from. I built almost my entire business to manage all my room market. In fact, you saw one of them, Power Galley, I've been recognised as system manager today. So, do you have enough people on your list, on your call list? Because if you're speaking to 15 people a week, which you need to really to qualify as manager, 60 people on your list would get you a month's worth of contacts. If not, you need a really strong prospecting strategy. So, where are your contacts going to come from? And you need to plan your time. This is something I really had to look into when I was really busy personal training trying to build a manager business. Because the work always expands to fill the time that you allow it. So I had to really carve out the nooks and the crannies to make the phone calls and manage my time a lot better and tap around the challenges. I can't get to the end of next month, so well, I did everything, said Lucy, but I didn't hit my goal for that month. You know, if it doesn't go to plan, you've got to replan and replan. So your goal is in the distance, but you just sort of keep tapping around on those challenges. Mindset. I could do a whole, I've probably done a whole day on mindset. I love this topic. Commit to your why. Commit to your plan, no matter what. And alongside that is having a belief. Now, when I set my goal of qualifying for the global rally in January, I didn't believe it for a second, actually. What I found was that by having a vision board, pictures on the fridge, in the diary, by my bed, everywhere, I just kept filling that belief. And I committed to positive self-talk for 6 months. So, you know, I kept telling myself, I can do it, I can do it. So I started to believe it. And if you have a mindset which says, well, I'd quite like to know, I think I might have a go, see what happens, I can predict the future for you right now, it probably won't happen. You need to have the attitude of, I will do whatever it takes, no matter what. Don't dwell on the past. And what's happened in the past is in the past. It does not predict your future. And generally, last year, you know, if I'd look back at what I'd achieved the previous year, I'd have just got what I focused on, which was, well, I didn't do it, I failed, I can't do it. So just learn from the past and move on and face your fears. You know, going to manager, I was so petrified of making a phone call. It held me back for a long time, too long that I care to remember. But I knew that my business would not grow unless I started making some phone calls and face some of those fears. And to be honest, I got to manage up, I was still scared of making phone calls. But I guess I had the mindset of, well, I've got to do it, otherwise I'm not going to achieve my why. So that's why your why is so important. Learning. I love this quote. I found it the other day. Motivation alone is not enough. If you motivate an idiot, you have a motivated idiot. So you've got to learn some skills. And it's down to you to take responsibility of where the gaps are in your business, where the gaps are in your learning. So if you're really good at prospecting, maybe that's a gap you need to fill. If you don't have enough people on your call market, that's a gap you need to fill. But there are enough books out there and CDs. And if you work with your sponsor, ask them for help, speak to Barry the Book, Knowledge is King, you'll find the books that will help you. Maybe it's just personal development, whatever it is, become an expert in that thing. Because, you know, if we keep doing what we've always done, we'll forget what we've always got. So we need to learn, we need to change to keep moving forwards and to work with the team. Now, probably August, September last year, my business had grown. I was sponsoring many, many more people than I ever had done. But actually, it sort of reached the plateau. And if I'd carried on, I would not have achieved anything that I set out to achieve. So I had to take a long, hard look at myself. Needed to change, I had to learn how to work with my team and how to coach. And I've got to say, I was probably a bit arrogant before, thinking, well, I'm a personal trainer, coach, I must know how to coach people. But really, I had no idea. I wasn't investing enough into my team. And the result, you know, of investing that time and really caring and understanding their needs and their goals, tough love at times, you know, I had the most amazing team. I'm so proud to be working with all of them. Maybe just put a little bit of detail on it. How did you qualify? Well, let's say that you came here today, signed your paperwork, took your box away, and you went away, spoke to a few people about the products, maybe did some launches, talked to people, and you could retail 4 case credits. You went away and learned the skills, asked your sponsor for some help, and you sponsored 3 people, 3 new assistant supervisors. You've got 4 of you in total in the team, and you've done 10 case credits. Now, if you do the same thing in April, sponsor 3 people, and you and your team do some retail together, there's 7 of you in the team, now you've got 15 case credits. Let's face it, that's only 2 and a bit case credits each. Do you think you can get a few people to do 2 and a bit case credits each? Actually, that was a rhetorical question. Do you think you can get a few people to do 2 and a bit case for it, yes. And I just said, as I was practicing my slides, I said, I did qualify the supervisor, or re-qualify the supervisor then. Did the same thing at May, now there's 11 of you in the team. Some of you do more than others, so let's say 25 case credits. Now in June, you've got a bigger team now, so maybe we just only sponsor two people. 15 people in the team, 35 case credits. Same thing in July, sponsor just two people, getting everybody going, starting to see some duplication now, so your team is starting to sponsor people. And now you've got 50 case credits between the 20 of you. And you've qualified as assistant manager. You are well on your way, you've got to keep going now, because the next step, you're going to bounce your way up to that position of manager and qualify. To sponsor two more people into your group, you've got the duplication, you've got one new assistant manager in your team, you're qualified as a manager. And hey look, if you're a manager already, there's your new business. 181 case credits of business from people that you've sponsored into your team from the 1st of March. This isn't even from today, but I could start today. Don't wait for a week. So can you see actually, when you break it down and have a plan and idea, anybody in this room can qualify. So what now? What's going to be your massive action? Well, I suggest maybe you write down three things that you need to go away and do now to qualify. Start with those three things. Get to work with your upline, create that six-month plan to manager, but you need to have the detail behind the plan. You need to know who you can speak to, how many people, what training you need to do. So all the things that I've talked about, and go on a prospecting frenzy. Become a prospecting maniac. Thank you, Dino, I love that phrase. In just for 8 weeks. Because if you do it for 8 weeks, and you just really go for it for 8 weeks, you'll go into momentum, and that momentum can then just keep going, working with the team, and take through to the position of manager. So this, basically, it's not actually just about the position of manager, because the Forever we're putting on this fantastic event. You're going to have a weekend away, get some great training, time away from the kids or family or spouse, or time with the spouse, that's what you like. Get a boot party, training, you know, anybody, absolutely anybody in the room can qualify. So please don't walk out of here thinking, you know, hear that little voice saying, I can't, that's impossible, there's no way. Because I think you'll agree, I've shown you a way that you can do it, a way that anybody in here can qualify. So I guess all that's left now is to say, you know, just go out there and make it happen.